Chapter 18. Why Gambling Does Not Pay. "One more time!" London screams at us. It's Tuesday, and I'm sweating through an all-cast after-school practice for the opening. Since the freshman girls are up first, London has already made us repeat our part 20 times. The music starts again, and we go through the motions. It's really not that hard. All five of us will be spread across the stage, and when the Chicago medley starts, five spotlights will shine on us as if we're nightclub singers. Then we do a 20-second choreographed dance, and the rest of the cast rushes on. "You're not in sync!" London shrieks. She starts the music again. I feel as if I'm a scratched CD that keeps playing the same line. After we finally get it right, Jewel and I go to Soho to scout for my spring fling outfit, and I find the perfect dark green dress.
"You look hot,"
Jewel says, circling me in the changing room.
"You should wear your hair up."
Jewel has always liked my hair up. For our middle school Valentine's dance, she helped me put it into a French twist. And one Halloween, she spent an hour making me two perfect Princess Leia buns, or cinnamon buns, as Prissy called them.
"Let me see what it would look like," she says, untangling the chopsticks from her hair.
Her curls spring over her shoulders, and without even thinking, I pull one so it uncoils and then bounces back, and she laughs. She twirls my hair until it perfectly tops my head and strategically places two long strands onto my forehead.
"We'll style those with my curling iron."
We smile at each other in the full-length mirror.
"Thanks, Jewel."
"I'm going to look perfect." Thank God Mary lent me her last $80 to buy a dress, which I promised to pay back out of my allowance. Eventually. After shopping, Jewel and I go back to her place to study for math.
"Rachel, honey, what a surprise,"
Mrs. Sanchez says when Jewel asks her if I can stay for dinner.
"We missed you,"
she adds, and I almost hug her.
I missed her too.
It's lunchtime on Wednesday, and I rush to the drama room where the freshman dancers are meeting. I open the door to find Raph by his sexy self, lying across the carpet, a textbook under his head.
"Hi,"
I say, and sprawl down beside him.
"Yes, alone time with Raph.
Maybe he'll take this opportunity to kiss me, or to ask me out for Saturday night. Our quasi-date was 2 weeks ago. Doesn't he want to go out again before spring fling? Does he like me or not? Did he just ask me to spring fling because I'm a good dancer? This whole dating/quasi-dating thing is turning me into a chronic question asker. Oh my God, I'm turning into Prissy.
"Hi," he says. "What's up?"
He runs his fingers through his dark hair, and I wonder what it feels like. Smooth, soft, silky, maybe like cashmere? Not that I've ever worn cashmere, or know what it feels like. Would I even be able to feel the difference between it and cotton in a Pepsi/Coke-style test? I imagine myself blindfolded, hands out, palms caressing the different materials.
"My parents want me to go to New Orleans with them during spring break,"
Raph announces, shattering my daydream.
Oh no, he's backing out of spring fling. He's going to leave early, and then my dad's wedding will be canceled, and after all the scheming, I'll be at home on April 3rd watching Star Wars. Again.
Oh?
"My brothers don't want to go, but I told my parents I'm game as long as they fly down on Sunday after the dance."
How sweet is he? Not only does he still want to go to the fling with me, but he's a good son. He's like chocolate mixed with cotton candy mixed with Kool-Aid. If I weren't so in love, I would get a cavity.
Jewel walks into the room, smiling when she sees us together.
"Hey, lovebirds.
Phoebe, how'd you do on the math test?"
"Okay," I say, trying to sound nonchalant. I definitely aced it. I finished in 20 minutes and spent the rest of class studying for next week's French test and writing in my notebook, "Je m'ennuie."
"You?"
Pretty good,
she says, still smiling. Thanks for helping me study. I figured she had done okay. During the test, she was scribbling furiously, wrapping her curls around her thumb like she always does when she's thinking hard. She wasn't eating the back of her eraser, which is what she does when she's upset. I wonder how Tammy did. I'd ask her if we were talking. The rest of the freshmen trickle in. Finally, Melissa storms into the room, carrying two plastic chairs.
Everyone up. The moronic JFK administration wouldn't approve my stripper choreography, but they said I could do a gambling theme. So we'll be using chairs in the dance to give the number an edge.
Chairs? What is she talking about? I don't want to dance with furniture.
Eight of us, she continues, dropping our plastic dancing partners into the center of the room. Jewel, Sean, Raph, Dory, Steffi, John, Nick, and I will be the main dancers. We'll be gamblers at a poker table on the catwalk. Rachel and Gavin, you two will be dressed as casino dealers and will remain at the sides of the stage and off the catwalk.
Kel, surprise. At least she didn't relegate us to behind the curtain.
Free lunch! Free lunch! It's Friday, and this is the first lunch all week that I don't have dance practice during. It's my first real chance to sit at the A-list table. I search for Jewel in the caf. Where is she? I don't see Dory either. Or Steffi. Where are they?
I don't see Raph, but he normally leaves for lunch. Come to think of it, I haven't seen him all day.
Did everyone go out for lunch without me?
I feel sick to my stomach, and I haven't even eaten yet, so I know it's not food poisoning.
Maybe they don't like me after all.
I buy a grilled cheese and fries from the lunch ladies, and then look for someone, anyone, to sit with. I spot Tammy at my old table, fourth from the back, eating with Janice, Annie, and Sherry.
Oh, well.
I carry my tray to their table and sit next to Tammy.
Hi, girls.
I take a bite of my sandwich to make sitting here feel less weird. Tammy squints at me.
Excuse me, do I know you?
Do you want me to sit somewhere else? I spit out, along with small crust remnants.
She stares at me for a long second, and then pushes her hands down, her scuba way of telling me to relax.
I'm kidding. It's just that I never see you anymore. Of course you can sit with us.
Oops, I kind of overreacted there.
Sherry is giving me a strange wide-eyed smile from across the table. She pulls a sopping wet strand of hair from her mouth.
Hi, Rachel. Lovey your sweater.
My sweater? I'm wearing the green one I bought at Macy's and have worn a million times. Is she kidding?
Annie is also smiling at me weirdly, and I squirm in my seat. What's wrong with everyone?
Janice stares at me, her face all serious. How is the fashion show? She asks. She's wearing faded jean overalls.
We're looking forward to cheering for you.
Ah, the fashion show. I'm a celebrity returning to her hometown.
I give the group my most benevolent smile.
Hard work, I say. What's London Seal like?
Annie asks, leaning toward me, squishing her super-sized breasts together and giving the boys at the next table an eyeful.
She's a riot, I say with a wave of my hand.
Is it true you're going to Spring Fling with Raph?
Sherry asks.
Yep,
I say, then notice the confusion on Tammy's face.
I think so. I had another event that night, but it's off now.
Tammy's eyes bulge.
What? The wedding is off?
I give her my best, this is hard for me, can we talk about it later? Look. She nods, eyes still bulging. When the bell rings and my groupies disperse, Tammy pats me on the back.
What happened?
I'm not supposed to discuss it,
I say softly, lifting my legs onto the bench and hugging them into my chest. Probably bad luck to talk about the canceled wedding before it's actually canceled, huh? Kind of like letting the groom see the wedding dress before the ceremony, in a twisted sort of way.
I honestly understand. Nobody knows family politics better than I do. But if you need to talk, I'm 100% here for you. I remember how screwed up I felt when my mother married my stepmother. My heart melts. Tammy is so nice. I've treated her horribly since I got into the fashion show. I should have Miri whip her up a happiness potion. She smiles shyly.
So, does that mean I can tell Aaron I can go to the dance with him? I told him I couldn't because of the wedding.
Oh my God. What? He asked you to spring fling? She pulls the elastic from her hair, fluffs the light brown strands, and lets them sit on her shoulders. I like when she wears her hair down. It makes her face look softer.
Yep. He finally asked me.
Why didn't you tell me?
He asked me last week, and we weren't exactly talking.
Her dark eyes cloud over.
Look, I'm sorry for not being more understanding about your work schedule. I know it's tough, and I should be more supportive about something that's so important to you.
She is so cool. If there were an award for the world's greatest friend, she would so win. She's apologizing for my not making enough time for her. And she said no to Aaron, even though she's dying to go to the dance as much as I am. She would rather hang out with me at my dad's lame-o wedding. She honestly deserves a medal. Maybe I'll have Miri whip up one of those, too.
Thanks, Tammy,
I say, overflowing with gratitude. Then I add, and I should make more time for my friends. With that, we link arms and head to our lockers. On the stairs, we run smack into an all-in-white London. She shakes her fist at me and screams,
"Where were you?"
at the top of her lungs. Whoa, I slide backward in fear. Where was I when?
Hello, at lunch? We had a meeting today. I took off class so I could meet with all the freshmen and sophomores to see the formal.
What is she talking about? I thought we were supposed to practice the formal dance on Sunday.
I changed my mind last night. I phoned Melissa, and she said she would call the rest of you. She told me she spoke to you.
What a witch! And I mean that in a positively negative way. Melissa purposefully didn't tell me about the rehearsal so I'd look bad. Or maybe she didn't want me dancing with Raff. She makes me want to puke. Maybe her bulimia is contagious.
I'm sorry, I say, but Melissa never told me.
Whatever. It's too late now. But you better not miss any more rehearsals or you're out of the show. I don't care how good you are. She growls before stomping off.
I lean against the wall, shell-shocked.
Don't worry about it, Tammy says, patting me on the back. They can't kick you out now. The show's in 2 weeks, and you're too good.
She tries to make me feel better all the way to our lockers, but I'm too busy steaming to pay attention. I hate Melissa. If only I were the witch instead of Miri, I'd put a hex on her for sure. Turn her into a mouse. No, too cute. A rat. Or a frog. Or a tuna fish that I can mash up and feed to Tigger.
What are you doing tonight?
Tammy asks as she spins her lock combination.
Should I invite Tammy to come with me to mix?
He's having another party. I probably should. But then I'll have to hang out with her. And I would rather spend the evening flirting with Raff than... Sorry, babysitting Tammy. I open my locker and pull out my books. I don't know. I'm usually really tired after rehearsal. I'll probably just crash.
I understand. Call me if you want to hang out. I could just come by. We don't have to do anything crazy.
Why don't we see how the day goes?
Oh, hey, wait a sec.
I hand her one of the fashion show tickets. I don't know if you want to sit with my family, but I got 6 awesome seats.
Thank you,
she says, and gives me the okay sign. I charged my family for the tickets. I had to. London was very clear that we were responsible for the cost. I'm not made of money, but I owe Tammy. After school, I head to the cafeteria for the all-girls dance rehearsal and make a beeline for Melissa. She's in her pretend tanning position, but this time she's wearing sunglasses. We're inside. There's no sun. I loom over her so that if there were sun, I'd be blocking it. Thanks a lot for telling me about the lunch practice. She lifts her shades and bats her eyelashes. Didn't I? Of course her eyes are blue. Why aren't my eyes blue? It's so unfair. She gets red hair and blue eyes. No, you didn't. I missed it and got told off by London. That's too bad. She flicks her sunglasses back down. Loathing overwhelms me like nausea. Maybe this intense emotion is enough to spark my long overdue powers. I close my eyes, purse my lips, and focus. Next time this chick is on her way back from class, give her a push. No, a kick. Yeah, a kick. And make her fall on her. Jewel pinches my waist before I can finish the thought. Hey, that was pretty good. If this witch thing doesn't work out, I can always become a poet. I'm sitting with Jewel, Melissa, Dory, and Steffi on the living room couch at Mix, and Melissa is making fun of all the people who were not lucky enough to be invited.
Oh, shut up, Jewel says and rolls her eyes. Not everyone can be as fabulous as you, Melissa.
As fabulous as us,
Steffi says, giggling.
That's me. Fabulous. Part of the fabulous group. Fabulous and miserable. Miserable because Raph isn't here. I'm wearing my good jeans and a great silver V-neck top I borrowed from Jewel, and I spent 20 minutes doing my eyeliner. And then I got here and ran straight into Will, who told me that Raph is sick at home with a fever. I should bring him chicken soup. Does it count if it's instant? Melissa kicks the marble coffee table.
Did you guys see what Janice Cooper was wearing today?
Steffi cracks up.
Yes, overalls. What is she, a farmer?
And that's when the worst thing in the world happens. Before I left the apartment, I gave Miri 2 instructions. 1, if Raph calls, tell him I'll be at Mix and I'll see him there. 2, if Tammy calls, tell her I was really tired and went to sleep. So here I am, cross-legged next to Jewel on the couch, when Jeffree Stars walks into the living room, followed by Aaron Jacobs, followed by Tammy. What is she doing here? Her mouth drops open when she sees me, and then she just stares. Hi, I choke out. I want to sink into the couch pillows. I want to disappear. I really wish I had that invisibility cloak. Maybe she didn't call my house. Maybe I can tell her I called her and her mom's told me she was here.
I just spoke to your sister, she says. Her top teeth grind into her bottom teeth. I guess you woke up.
Yeah, I say, and slump deeper into the couch. I played Russian roulette and lost. She turns to Aaron.
I want to go home.
Aaron puts his arm around her, and without looking back, the two of them leave.
I should chase her. But what would I say? I didn't want to babysit you. I wanted to hang out with Raph, with Jewel.
The girls beside me immediately crack up.
What was that? Melissa shrieks.
Are they a couple?
Dory asks.
Schnoz and acne,
Melissa says, then laughs. My mouth drops open. Why do you call them that? I ask. Dory giggles.
Because yesterday he had the biggest zit ever, and she has the biggest schnoz. But I shouldn't say that, she tells the others. Rachel used to be friends with her.
Dory, Melissa, and Steffi laugh even louder. I stare at the carpet. Used to be friends with her. But now I've traded her in for the fabulous company beside me. Jewel pats me on the back and gives me a quarter smile. I wonder if just a few months ago, Dory said something demeaning about me and then added, "But I shouldn't say that. Jewel used to be friends with her." And Jewel just sat there, staring at the carpet. I'm eating a quick breakfast before Saturday's rehearsal when Miri runs into the kitchen wearing a t-shirt and underpants.
You'll be back at 1, right?
Yes, Mir. I'll be back at 1 for the rally. I haven't forgotten. Her smile lights up her face.
Awesome. I'm so excited. I'm going to spend the rest of the day training with Mom and then practicing my high roundhouse kick.
She squats and lifts her fists to her hips in the ready position.
I can't seem to nail it. It's much weaker than my snap kick. It's probably because...
Do you have everything you need for Dad's love spell next weekend?
If I wanted a Taekwondo lesson, I'd sign up. And I'm beginning to wonder what exactly takes place during these mysterious training sessions. If I didn't have, 10 million things occupying my thoughts, I'd ask.
Almost, she says, and whips out a list from her shirt pocket. I need to pick up some yogurt. The one we bought last time is past its expiration date. Oh, did I tell you that Tammy called last night? I told her you were sleeping, like you said. She left you a message.
I swallow my cereal, along with a lump in my throat. What did she say?
That Jeffrey invited Aaron to a party, and Aaron invited her. They wanted you to go with them, and if you woke up, to call her cell.
Tammy definitely gets the greatest friend award, and I get a kick in the butt. The day gets worse. Melissa is in charge at rehearsal, which makes it particularly painful, and Raff is homesick. At least I have Jewel.
Melissa, how much longer are we going to be? I ask.
She stops the music and positions her hands on her hips.
Why? Do you have something else to do that's more important? I'm sure London would love to know what it is.
I can't believe she's threatening me. We were only supposed to be here until noon, and it's already half past.
Whatever. I'm out of here in 10 minutes, no matter what. You sure? I don't mind if you go. London told me to tell her if you gave me any attitude.
Why does she even need me here? I don't have to do anything but stand and look interested. I'm about to tell her where to get off when Raff hunches through the doorway. Melissa gestures to all of us to stay put.
How are you feeling? She gushes.
Okay, he says. I'm still tired, so I'm just going to watch instead of dance.
He looks pale, as if someone rubbed chalk on his cheeks. An "aw" goes through the room. Melissa massages his back. No way am I leaving now when she's trying to fondle my quasi-boyfriend. I'll be right back, I mutter. Not that anyone can hear me from my exile in the corner of the room. I call my sister from the payphone by the bathroom.
Where are you? I want to go already.
She squeals into the phone.
I am so excited. I'm wearing tights under my jeans so I can stay warm.
I take a deep breath.
Mir, I'm really sorry, but there's no way I'm getting out of here anytime soon.
Oh.
Silence.
But you promised.
I know I promised, but I can't leave. Melissa is being horrible, and the show's in 2 weeks.
But the peace rally is today.
Miri, I can't. Ask Mom to take you.
The next thing I hear is a dial tone.
Did she? Did my little sister hang up on me? I don't believe it. She's never hung up on me. She's never hung up on anyone.
I slip back into my spot in Siberia.
So nice of you to join us again,
Melissa yells over the music, then returns her hand to Raph's forehead.
You don't feel too warm, she coos. What a miserable week. My sister and Tammy hate me, and my rival is flirting with my quasi-boyfriend. Can't something good happen?
My body starts to tingle. I look up. Raph is watching me. I give him my best, aren't I cute, smile, and he winks. My skin feels warm, as if I'm being kissed by the sun. This will all pay off in 2 weeks, when I'm at Spring Fling with Raph, when I won't need the sun to feel like I'm being kissed. It's all worth it, isn't it?